It was June 1990. South Africa's Nelson Mandela had been a free man for just 4 months when he came to Boston, singling out Massachusetts and the region for its faithful anti-apartheid support.
When one day our history is rewritten, the pioneering and leading role of Massachusetts will stand out like a shining diamond. It was you who supported us when very few knew of our existence, and thus you became the conscience of American society.
As many as 250,000 people from all over the region gathered on the Esplanade to welcome Mandela and his then-wife Winnie, waving flags with the yellow, green, and black colors of the African National Congress. South Africa, Mandela said, was at the threshold of fundamental change, but he said the separatist apartheid government was still a threat.
We must continue to keep the pressure on apartheid. Sanctions must therefore be kept in place until fundamental and irreversible changes take place in our troubled country.
That change, he said, was backed by the leaders of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I would like to give special thanks once more to Governor Dukakis, to Senator Ted Kennedy, and to Mayor Raymond Flynn of the great city of Boston. Massachusetts has won a special place in our struggle, and Massachusetts has a special place in my heart.
Also dancing on stage, the Reverend Jesse Jackson and one-time WBZ anchorwoman, now Reverend Liz Walker. That was 23 years ago.
Though we will be miles away from here, we shall join in the spirit, the celebrations in which the American people will once more be reaffirming their faith in the precious ideas of freedom and democracy, which inspired your own Revolutionary War more than two centuries ago. Sisters and brothers, we consider ourselves as visiting our second home.
Emily Rooney, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Oh,